Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Was I'm born on that Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about what the fool says. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes
so
me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Monday, February the 9th of 2015, and the time is 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, this is our the Business 101 series where we try to give you, I try to give you some tips and some tools that you can use for what most people call business, but what I call life, busyness, basically the thing that you do every day. So every day, you wake up in the morning. And when you wake up in the morning, you have something on your mind that you want to accomplish. That is what we call life. That's what I call business. So my business and my life are exactly the same thing. So every day I don't get up and I don't have to go to business. I get up and I am business. So you are the same way. We may not look at it the same way, but in essence we are. So today we're talking about learned optimism. Learned optimism, my brothers and my sisters, is a very, very important subject because one of the things that I've dealt with over the years is meeting a lot of people that come and go, and they it's like a church. You go to a church, people join the church, and then they experience adversity and they leave the church. Or you have a business, people join your business and then they leave your business. Or you hire employees, or you are an employee, and you have a sickness in your family, and you have, you know, your car breaks down, your child gets sick, something happens in your life. Adversity shows up. What happens when adversity shows up? What do you do? Do you have a system in place by which to address adversity when it shows up? Learned optimism is what I've learned over the years of addressing adversity. Some people have not experienced adversity, or if they have experienced it, it doesn't show that they've experienced it. Because when adversity shows up, they have what is called learned helplessness. Now, learned helplessness is the opposite of learned adversity. Now, we could get really deep. These are all psychological studies and terms that have been done. There's been books. There's a whole philosophy based upon these two terms. I want to give you what I call the A, B, C, D, E's of learned optimism. This is what works for me. Now, you can use it or not use it. But when it comes to business, learned helplessness states that people experience adversity. And this adversity is unpleasant. And so when you repeatedly experience unpleasant stimulation or unpleasant adversity, or when bad things happen, you become unable to avoid this encounter. It becomes inescapable because you have learned to be helpless. Learned helplessness means adversity comes and you don't have a solution to it. It's overwhelming. This happens to a lot of people. A light bill comes in. You don't have money to pay the light bill. If you experience learned helplessness, you become helpless. You're a victim. The solution to paying the light bill doesn't exist in your brain. You don't know what to do. Call your mother, your father, whoever has been bailing you out, whoever has been your enabler over the years. People who suffer from learned helplessness have enablers. Every time I talk to somebody who has learned helplessness, they have an enabler. For example, in my organization and in my business, in my counseling, in my working and dealings with people, people tell me something that they have an issue with or a problem or a concern. I give them the solution. They say they can't implement the solution. I ask, why not? They say it makes them uncomfortable. For example, you got more bills than money. The solution is get a job. The reply is, I can't get a job. My reply is, why not? And then they list the reasons why they can't get a job. I don't have transportation. I don't have a college degree. I'm black. I'm white. I'm short. I'm tall. Whatever the learned helplessness response, because they are looking for their enabler to bail them out. People who have learned helplessness, they've learned to depend on other people, not themselves. Learned helplessness is the opposite of learned optimism. When you find people that are not successful, they have not experienced enough adversity to figure out a way to solve their own problem. They believe that the solution to their problems exists in your wallet or in somebody else's wallet or in their mother or in their father. You'll find a lot of, again, men who are raised by or who are enabled by their parents. They grow up, they become what we call in the hood a mama's boy. And every time something happens, they call mama. Why? Mama is their enabler. Mama always bails them out. That is learned helplessness. They're helpless. They can't figure out solutions because they've learned, because every time something happens, mama's always been there. So that is, again, something that you repeat over and over and over again. You learn it. People learn to be helpless. It's not, you're not born helpless. You learn it. Learned helplessness is running rampant in America today, especially within the young African-American male population. I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't look very good. Learned helplessness is a behavior that is learned over time because people are unable or unwilling to step up to the plate and take responsibility. The word responsibility means, again, respond and ability. It means to respond to the ability that is within you. So you have the ability, but you're not responding to it. Why? You got an enabler. You got a safety net. What happens if you don't have a safety net? Thing that happened to my life, that happened to me, my mom died very young, and my dad did not want me, and he kicked me out of the house at 13, where I left. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. Why? I was forced to grow up. I was forced to figure stuff out on my own. I didn't have no safety net. If I didn't figure it out on my own, guess what happened? I didn't eat. And so every night came out of school, I had to figure out a way to find a way to provide something to eat. That forced me to learn optimism. The same way you learn helplessness is the same way that you learn optimism. So learned helplessness, again, is a mental disposition. It's not an illness. It's not a sickness. You don't need no medication. You just simply need to take responsibility for your own life. You got to stand on your own feet. You need to cut off your enabler, and then you need to fail. The way that you learn optimism is by failing. So I failed my way to success. I failed more than most people have tried. Failure is the key to optimism. But most people are afraid to fail, so they never learn optimism. All of the greats, Reggie Jackson is known as the home run king. But you know, do you know that Reggie Jackson in baseball also holds the records for the most strikeouts? So did Babe Ruth during his time. Do you know that Michael Jordan, known as, again, the greatest basketball player of all time, he was cut by his high school basketball team? You know that Michael Jordan also has missed as many game-winning shots as he's made? Tiger Woods has lost more golf tournaments, or just as many as he's won? See, people don't remember your failures, but you do. Ask Tiger Woods. He'll tell you how many times. He knows exactly how many times he's missed a cut. But all we know is Tiger Woods is a great, he's a great golfer, and he is. But how did Tiger Woods become a great golfer? He became a great golfer. Michael Jordan became a great basketball player. Babe Ruth became a great baseball player. Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, my boy that discovered the light bulb, all these guys, they failed miserably many times. But did they quit? They didn't quit. Quitters never win. You cannot quit when you face adversity. Learned optimism, my brothers and sisters, is a psychological result of what is called cultivated. I'm trying to find a non-psychological term. Let's say cultivated optimism. We'll use that word. That means, my brothers and sisters, that when you learn optimism, you learn how to figure it out for yourself. Nobody enables you. You fail. Learn optimism means that you replace negative thoughts with positive ones. What is learned optimism? Learned optimism says, a bill comes in, I don't have no money. Learned optimism says, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find money. Learned helplessness says, I don't know what to do, so my life's going to get turned off. Learned helplessness says, I'm a victim. Learned helplessness states, it's the electrical company's fault because they're really overbilling me for my electricity. They are charging me more. Learned helplessness always places the blame outside of yourself. Learned optimism states and takes the responsibility. I use electricity. I owe the electrical company the amount of money. Therefore, I'm going to get an extra job. I'm going to go sell Coke cans. I'm going to donate blood plasma. You know, I'm going to create a product, service, or information and provide it to the community. I'm going to find a need and fill it. Learned optimism is simply the result of performing and being resilient enough to condition your brain to the fact that there are options. That's what's called optimism. Learned options. Learned optimism states there are options. That is it. You don't know what they are. The problem comes, you don't know what the options are until you face the problem. Learned helplessness states, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, I'm sorry, you have, ABC disease. Learned helplessness says, my life is over. How many days I got left, doc? Learn Optimism states, thank you, Doc, for your opinion. I appreciate that. Let me go home and do some research. I will find a way to extend or overcome this adversity. Learned optimism is the result of what I call A, B, C, D, E. Learned optimism simply states A, adversity. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith worketh patience. Number one, it says, count it all joy when. Number two, it says, knowing. When and knowing. So, when it happens, when adversity shows up, number one thing about learn optimism, you look for adversity. You ain't surprised when it shows up. You're never caught off guard when adversity shows up. Why? You've got the solution to adversity, so you're not afraid of it. I don't give a blank what it is. I'm going to figure out a way. That's learned optimism. If you have a business, you will not be in business very long if you do not have the ability to overcome adversity and solve problems. People who make money solve problems. Rich people solve problems. Poor people create them. Let me say it again. What is the difference between rich people and poor people? Rich people know there's always a solution. Poor people know that I'm a victim. That's it. That's the difference between rich and poor. Rich people find a way. Poor people find an excuse. That's it. Rich people, they make solutions. Poor people make excuses. So the number one key to learn optimism, adversity. Count it all joy when, not if, because it's going to show up. So don't be shocked. Don't be concerned. Number one, learn adversity states, adversity, where you at? You go looking. You have the attitude, I wish adversity would. That's my mentality. I wish adversity would show up. I got something for you today for learned optimism. B is belief. Now, I've been talking about the power of belief. We established on yesterday's show, we don't get what we pray for. We get what we believe while we are praying. Belief. Learned optimism believes there is a solution. Therefore, when adversity comes up, there is a solution. Learned helplessness doubts there is a solution. So when adversity shows up, there is no solution. See, the glass is half full or half empty. It's your perspective. It's the same. It's perception is everything, brothers and sisters. The glass is half full or half empty. It depends on you. So I believe I'm going to find a way. My name is Will. Where there is a will, there's a way. So when I show up, I already know there's a way. My name is Will. I don't have to create one. I am one. Where there's a will, there's a way. I know it. I don't hope. I don't dream. I know there's a way. And if there ain't one, I'm going to make one. That is B. A, adversity will show up. Learn optimism. They ain't shocked when adversity show up. B, adversity, learn optimism has a belief that overrides adversity. I don't care how great the adversity is. Whatever event happens, belief is how adversity is interpreted. It's your perception. Belief states, I see what I believe. If I believe there is a solution, I will see the solution. You don't believe what you see. You see what you believe. That is a very powerful statement. I pray to God that you understand what that means. Let me say that statement again. B, belief. What your eyes see is what your eyes believe. You cannot see what you do not believe. Therefore, you must already establish the belief before the problem shows up. So I've already made up in my mind, whatever disease, whatever poverty, whatever sickness, whatever illness, whatever adversity shows up, I got something for you. It's like if home invasion, if somebody, and this you guys know, you've heard the story. This actually happened. So if home invasion happens, if somebody invades my house, so to speak, God forbid, hope that never happens. But if somebody did decide to do a home invasion, I got something for you. That is the attitude for learned optimism. Learned optimism states, come on in, adversity. I got something for you. That is the A, adversity. B, belief. C, confidence. Learned adversity has radical faith. Learned adversity. Learned adversity. Learned optimism. Learned optimism states, again, this is really, really, really important. But what we're talking about, brothers and sisters, is the difference between night and day. A lot of people really, really struggle with this ideal and with this concept. What is the ideal and what is the concept? The ideal and the concept simply is this. Adversity shows up. I got a belief that says I'm going to figure out a way. I got confidence in that belief. Confidence states that is an overwhelming assurance. Confidence, brothers and sisters, it's not a dream. It's not hope. Confidence is knowing. Confidence is the result of repeated failure. Confidence is the result of taking action. So adversity shows up. The first time adversity shows up, guess what? It's going to beat you up. Then it's going to show up again and again and again, and you're going to fail. Then after repeated failure, you either, number one, quit, or two, develop a belief that says, you know what, I'm tired of this, man. I'm going to figure out a way to solve this problem. And you're going to develop confidence. This confidence is going to be so powerful that you're going to go looking for problems. Because why? You got solutions. You're not afraid of problems no more. You have solutions to your problems. You have confidence. So that adversity shows up. You have belief. Now, you have a wish or a dream. You know. Because your belief is rooted in the fact that you've had success. Now comes to D. The D, my brothers and sisters, is you are detached. Now, this is a tough one. You are detached from the result. Let me say that again. Learned optimism states that there is A, B, C, D, E. The E is I am detached from the outcome. What does that mean? That means I believe and I am confident that I am going to defeat this adversity, but I am detached from the outcome. I am attached to the role, but I am detached from the goal. What is the goal? The goal is defeat this adversity. What is the adversity? The adversity is sickness. So you got sickness in your body. You want to defeat the sickness. So in order to defeat the sickness, you got to believe that you can. You got to be confident that you can. And you got to attach yourself to the process of defeating the sickness. You can't just not sit at home and just look at a vision board or say mantras, vain babbling, and say, I am going to be well. You cannot just go home and say, by God's stripes, I am healed. Saying that is great, but you can't say that while you eating Krispy Kreme donuts if you're trying to lose weight. You have to take steps that take you in a direction of what you are confidently believing. Let me say that again. Faith without works is dead. Let me say that one more time. Learned optimism states that, not only do I have belief, not only do I have confidence, but I'm going to attach. I'm going to detach from sitting at home and just believing, and I'm going to attach into actually allowing my belief to move me to action. So you got adversity, A. So you got belief, B. This belief is so powerful that it makes you see confident. This confidence drives you to find a solution. So your belief, for example, the how-to follows the belief to, or the belief to. Let me say it again. The how-to comes after you, the belief. The belief does not come after the how-to. In other words, you're trying to figure out how to lose weight. You need to first believe that you know that you can lose weight. You try to figure out how to become a millionaire. You got to believe first that you deserve and that you can become a millionaire. You try to figure out how to have a better relationship with God. You got to believe that you can have a better relationship with God. The belief comes before the how to. God does not, the universe, God does not send you the blueprint to solve your problem until you believe that you can solve your problem. That's learned optimism. If you are in business, you need learned optimism yesterday. Adversity, A. Belief, B. Confidence, C. Detachment. What if your belief and your confidence, but you don't meet the goal? Do you go and jump off a bridge? No. You are detached from the goal. You are attached to the role. I am attached to the role of being fit. So I eat healthy and I work out. What is the goal? The goal is to maintain a proper weight. Do I weigh myself? I haven't been on a scale in I don't know how long. I don't even know how much I weigh. Why? I don't care. I'm attached to the process. I'm not attached to the outcome. People who always got a scale, I see a lot of women, all they do is they weigh themselves. But they never work out. They never eat healthy. They just weigh themselves. And they expect to be, to osmosis, I guess, for to lose 5 pounds. How's it, how are you going to lose the 5 pounds if you're not doing nothing? E, enthusiasm. Brothers and sisters, learn optimism. If you don't have enthusiasm, it's a scratch. There's nothing nobody can do for you, nothing nobody can say, nothing nobody can, it's a wrap. Because the word enthusiasm means entheos. So the word enthusiasm means entheos. That means God in it. So brothers and sisters, that is it. That is learned optimism. If you are in a theocentric business, for your business to be successful, learn helplessness, meaning that you're looking for, you're looking for the bank to give you a loan. You're looking for investors. You're looking for supporters. Now, all of that stuff is great. But when all of that stuff dries up, what do you do? How do you keep your business afloat? I hope you got some learned optimism. Because learned helplessness means I'm a victim. I'm helpless. Please, can you assist me? That's learned helplessness. But learned optimism states, I'm a warrior. I'm a fighter. I'm an overcomer. I'm going to figure out. I will figure out a way. Somehow, some way, I will find a way. So you, adversity shows up, and you say, you know what? I'm going to find a way. I believe I'm going to find a way. That belief is so overwhelming, you are borderline arrogant. You have righteous indignation. You are confident. You're so confident that drives you to take action. You're not just going to stay at home and just pray and believe that God is going to drop a new car in your driveway. You're going to go and get 2 jobs if you have to, and you'll attach yourself to a process that takes you in the direction of overcoming your adversity. And you do that with enthusiasm because you know you got a plan. You know that you got confidence. You know that you got a belief, and your belief is going to drive through. It's going to mow down anything that stands in your way. Brothers and sisters, that is learned optimism. It is my prayer that you understand the difference between an optimist and a pessimist. A pessimist just sits back and he sees that the glass is half empty, and he just makes comments about the fact that the glass is half empty. But an optimist sees that the glass is half full, and he's going to continue to do things to keep the glass half full. The optimist is attached to the process of getting up every day and doing something that takes him in the direction of the goal. You want a good relationship? You got to do something every day to maintain it. You want a good health? You got to do something every day to maintain it. You just can't sit back and say, I am healthy. there's a lot of people who quote scriptures and have no action to back up those scriptures. That is not what I am teaching or preaching or believing. That is helplessness. You are waiting for God to bail you out when God has already given you everything that you need for life and godliness, past tense. You already have it. So God is waiting for you to take responsibility. The word responsibility means that you're going to respond to the ability that God has placed inside of you. That, my brothers and sisters, is learned optimism. There's a lot of folk, good Christian folk that I know, who get bad news and they go pray. Turn on the TV, get a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal, and watch TV. Now, the doctor just said that you got diabetes, you got sickle cell, you got cancer, you got this, you got that, and you pray. That's great. But what else you got? You know, but the prayer changes things. Yeah, it does. Prayer empowers you to change things. That's what prayer does. I don't know about you, but I haven't seen no angels come down. God, I haven't seen God come down, and I haven't had no burning bush experience. I would love to. Don't get me wrong. I haven't had no audible voice. God don't talk to me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my phone is, you know, I didn't pay my phone bill or something, but God ain't called me up and said, "Thou son, thou needest to go." I haven't heard no old English. Every time I pray, I get an idea, and I get a desire, I get encouraged, I get empowered to take action. Learned optimism is A, B, C, D, E. A, adversity will show up, count it all joy when it does. Don't freak out. Shake his hands and say, "Come on in, adversity." Oh, okay, the devil got a job to do, I got a job to do. The devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. My job is to use faith, hope, and love to override his power. And so he's going to do his job, no problem. I ain't got no, I'm not mad at him. He got to do his job. But guess what? Yeah, I'm going to do mine. So adversity shows up, bam, what do I got? The Bible says it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I know that God says, whatever you ask, believing, you shall receive it. So you don't get what you ask for, you get what you believe for. So what do you believe, brother? What do you believe, sister? Well, I believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I believe that when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil. I believe I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I believe that God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I believe that God wishes above all things that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. So again, let me ask you the question, what do you believe? You can only see what you believe. I believe in wealth, so I see it. I believe in health, so I see it. I believe in wisdom, so I walk in it. Brothers and sisters, it's important that you understand you overcome problems with belief. But belief in what? Belief in God. That gives you confidence of God, the faith of God, so that when you are detached from the problem, you know what? You must be the solution to the problem that you have. I never focus on my bills. Why? Whatever you think about, you bring about. The bill comes in, I pay it. I don't wonder or worry about it. Why? If you worry about your bills, you get more bills. How about you think about the solution to paying the bills? If you think about the method by which you pay the bills, you get more of the method by which to pay the bills. So you got to think about the solution to the problem, not the problem. Forget the problem. Forget adversity. Number one, okay, acknowledge it. Don't walk around like an ostrich with your head stuck in the ground thinking that by ignoring the problem, it's going to go away. I tried that. I call that repo quite a few times because I thought if I ignored the bill collectors, they would go away. Guess what? For some reason, that didn't work. Then I tried the faith movement. I tried the whole, you know, prosperity gospel, and I went, I was a car lot, and I laid hands on cars, and I claimed it in the name of Jesus. Guess what happened? That car never manifested in my driveway. Strangest thing. I don't know why. It worked for the prosperity gospel worked for everybody but me. I did something wrong. I don't know what it was. Unfortunately for me, I had to work for everything in my life. I don't know how everybody else does it. If you guys know the trick to the prosperity gospel, somebody please email me and let me in on the secret. Because sitting at home and watching TV, for whatever reason, doesn't put money in my bank account. I got to do stuff. I still haven't figured out how the whole prosperity gospel works with the whole name it and claim it thing. Well, God, I got to bless me tenfold, all that stuff. Hey, I tried all of it. I failed miserably. And so all of that failure gave me some very, very thick, sarcastic, as you can tell, righteous indignation. So I don't do cray-cray. I leave that up for them for the good. Well, I'm not going to even go there. Brothers and sisters, again, A, adversity. B, you got to believe in yourself and your God. That develops your confidence in you and your ability so that way you can respond to the ability that God takes inside of you. Responsibility. Take responsibility for your life. Stop being a victim. Stop practicing learned helplessness. Adversity shows up. Believe there is a solution. There will be one. Be confident in that solution. Detach from the adversity, attach to the solution, and do it with enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is entheos. It means God in it. That means, man, be radical, be excited, be full of joy. I mean, wake up in the morning, man, we are in the land of the living. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. So I'm here, so I'm going to live life to the fullest because tomorrow is not promised for no man. My brothers and my sisters, that is learned optimism. Apply that to your job or to your business or to your relationships. Watch how it changes it. Learned optimism. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Please go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Pick up a copy. Again, I got about 50 books out there that you can select from. Or if this message was something that you liked, if it did anything for you, hey, make a donation. Every bit helps. I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. Again, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my brother, I will see you.
With thoughts and you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is dipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I spoke to Jesus, he gon' lead us through these enemies. He told me what I need is right up in me. So ain't no way that none of these people.